Good morning, my little anchor friends. This is Velma Hagar, and this morning we're going to talk about how the basic instructions for your computer, your tablets, and your telephone devices for seniors. But it's for anybody who needs it, because I can't believe how many people don't know how to work their phones. The first thing I want to talk to you about is your password. You know, you need to get a password that you can remember. It doesn't do you one bit of good to say, oh, you know what, my password is home in my jacket pocket or in my other purse. You need to have a password that you have committed to your mind. Now, you know what I do is I have three or four that I use. They say it's not good to use the same one all the time. But I do think it's fine to use it for your main things, like have one password that you just can't forget. For instance, your dog's name is Rover. You could do, well, let me back up. All of the apps have a different requirement. Some of the apps require one capital letter. Some of them require numbers and letters, and some of them require a symbol. So what I say is make one that's easy to remember. So let's say your dog's name is Rover. So you can do capital R, O-V-E-R, and then put a little ampersand in there, or which is an at sign, or put a number sign that you use for your hashtags, and then a simple number, like the days of your birth or your husband's date of his birth. So you could do Rover at 1-2, but remember to capitalize the R. So, okay, now use that as often as you can because you've committed that one to your mind. Do a couple other similar ones that are like that, but that you can remember, doggone it. It's real important, okay? Now, also, everybody needs to have a lockbox or something that is on their device, a locked page on your device. I like that. I think that's a great idea, a locked page on your device that has within it everything that you may need, including your credit card numbers. If you lose your credit card, you have your numbers in there. Have everything in there that you may need, your social security number, your license number, all of those things, so that if you lose your billfold or all of your stuff or your phone, you still have it on iCloud and it can always be retrieved. Okay, so in lockbox, very important. Use your Google. I love my Google Assistant, or you could do an Amazon Alexa or a Google, these assistants that you have that you can say. I get up in the morning and I say, good morning, Google. And my Google says back to me, good morning, hidden treasures and secret places. The weather outside is 75 and today the high is going to be 95. And today you have on your calendar that you have a dentist appointment at 10 o'clock. And whatever else. And then it also tells you the top news. And after that, I say, Google, play 107.3 FM, and I have music throughout my house because I happen to have three of those Google things. And I'm not promoting Google. It is not better than Alexa. That is just my choice, that what I have. So all of my Googles have a name. Like I say, the top deck, the bottom deck, and the living room. They're all called a specific name when you're talking to Google. So I can say, hey, Google, play George Winston on the top deck. And he'll play George Winston up there. So I have music throughout my house. And then if you have a problem with, or an issue with somebody, an argument of some sort, and you know, how tall is Mount McKinley? You just simply say, hey, Google, how tall is Mount McKinley? And then there's no need to argue anymore. I love my Google. Now, you do have to hook up Pandora and Spotify on your phone in order to have this YouTube available on your Google. So get that done first. Okay. You have to have a Google account in order to use most of these items. And any Google item, you have to have a Google account, which means you have to have a Gmail account. So if you've got any other email account with any other name on it, that's fine. You can keep that, but you need another account. And that's pretty easy to do. So find out how to set up another account, a Gmail. And mine is really easy. And, you know, let me just tell you this. Don't use stupid words that nobody can remember the name of or how to spell. Use something that everybody can remember. I love to use my own name. I do velmahagar@gmail.com. Easy enough, right? And I also have a treasures for my book, treasures at YouTube, at yahoo.com. So, you know, do it as easy as you can. Now, I know I'm blessed because I have a name that nobody else has, so it's always available. But find your name somehow, even if it's Joe Blow. Put Joe Blow and then numbers after it. You know, 1,062 if you have to. Whatever you need to do to get your name in there is the best option. Okay, now learn to use your Siri on your phone. Now, if you have an Android, you still have something comparable that is available. And I love my Siri. It helps you be smart. So use your Siri and I use it as my GPS, which I love. I get in my car and I say, my guy's name is Garcon, and I have a friend, English accent, and I call him my valet, and I say, Garcon, take me to Oceanside, California. And he just takes you right there. You don't need anything in your car or any other kind of a device. You simply use your phone, your device. Okay, now, and clean out your emails and your pictures, for God's sakes. Are you aware that they take up space in your computer? So if you don't have enough space for things, it's no wonder. I have friends who have got 6,000 emails they've never opened. Good grief, get rid of them. And the pictures too, they have 6 or 7 pictures of the same event and the same pose. Pick out the best one and delete all the rest. Now, I know I talked fast, but you know what? I got it said. And I had no idea how smart I was. So, okay, you guys, I hope you got some of that. And if you didn't, it doesn't hurt a thing to go back and listen to this again. This is my longest video, so I am going to call it a day. I'm going to get off now. Okay. All right, you guys. So, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. And keep your computer cleaned out.